Welcome, everybody, to the first episode of the New Look Pathways podcast. In this third season, the team will discuss all things student experience and engagement, starting today with a discussion on our own experiences of going through clearing, as well as some tips for those who are thinking about going through clearing in this coming year. What students coming to Warwick can expect from us during Welcome Week, and a bit more about student life in the chemistry department throughout the year. My name is Tom Ritchie. I'm the Director of Student Experience in the department. And with me today are Adam and Emily, who I'll introduce themselves now.
Hi, my name's Adam. I'm the Student Engagement and Experience Coordinator for Chemistry at Warwick. My role is about all things community and student support, student comms, events and activities, open days and those kind of things.
And hi, I'm Emily Williams and I'm the current ChemSoc president, and I've just graduated from my BSc in chemistry and medicinal chemistry. I'm coming back next year to do a postgrad master's in drug discovery.
Fantastic. That's great stuff. We also have a fourth member of this team, Jessica Mann. She's a third year undergraduate student who is also our new student comms intern. However, she can't join us today as she is in the midst of a summer placement. But you will hear more from her in future episodes. So let's get straight to it. We're recording this a few days before A-level results are released on the 18th of August. And I guess I really wanted to start by just asking you both, what was your experience when you got your A-level results? So Emily, if you want to go first.
So I got my A-level results in 2019. I looked on UCAS in the car before I went in to collect my results, and I saw that I'd got into Warwick. So I was really happy, and then it didn't really hit me until I walked into school and I saw my teacher like, "Do you know?" And I said, "I do," and I just started crying because I didn't think my A levels went very well. And then I looked at my results and I got exactly what I needed to get into Warwick, and I was really excited to start university. Obviously, I was a bit nervous as well, but yeah, I really enjoyed my time, and I'm coming back to do more, so I really enjoy Warwick.
That's great, Adam. How about you?
So my experiences were probably opposite to Emily. So obviously I was very anxious waiting to get my results. I did my degree at a time when UCAS wasn't online. So everything was done kind of at call up, I didn't find out my results until I actually went in and got them at my sixth form. So I didn't do as well as I thought. I thought my A-levels were going to be great. And I didn't do quite as well as I thought. I dropped a grade. So I had to then call the university to find out if I had a place, which I did. So I was really fortunate in that respect that they still accepted me, even though I was down a grade. But I think the overarching memory for me is just the anxiety waiting for the results and then finding my results and then having the anxiety of having to speak to the university to find out if I'd still got a place. And I think it was just, as well, that time looking forward, having the anxiety of the unknown, moving away from home, moving into halls of residence, moving away from friends and family, and going to a university where I didn't know anybody. So it was all very positive, but on reflection, I think it was these kind of waves of anxiety that I was feeling around results day. But it all worked out in the end. So It was a positive thing, but the anxiety was completely normal, I realise now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if I think about my own experience, it was much closer, Adam, to yours, I think, than Emily's in that. I mean, I was particularly unfortunate in that my A-levels were released on my 18th birthday, which made that the least enjoyable birthday so far. And similar to you, I missed a grade, which meant I missed it by one mark in the end, which meant I couldn't go to the university that I was originally planning to go to. And similar to you, I went through UCAS and clearing at a time when it was all paper-based. So you had to literally fill in a form and take it to the university that you thought about going to. Whereas I imagine it's much easier now that it's online and there's probably much more support. Yeah, I think you know, thinking about how it felt, I'm with you on that, those feelings of kind of anxiety and put so much pressure on array levels that if you perhaps don't get quite what you need, it felt for me at least a bit like a pit of despair. You know, you just kind of, the ground feels like it falls away from underneath you a little bit. I think it's really useful to be able to talk about that and to let people know that that's actually quite a normal feeling and that a lot of people feel that. But, you know, there are ways, you know, the clearing process is such that you can still go and do what you want to do. You know, there will be options out there for you. And if it is, you know, whether you want to study chemistry or whatever, you can, you know, you can go and do that. So I think it's really useful to kind of acknowledge the feelings that come with the A-level results day, because it can be complete elation, as Emily mentioned, or it can be that kind of slight anxiety that we've kind of touched on. I guess it's probably at this point useful to say for students who are wanting to come and study, you know, potentially chemistry at Warwick, but maybe miss their grades. Chemistry courses are going to be in the university's clearing process this year. And the university clearing hotline will open on the 18th of August. So yeah, the Thursday that the results are released, about 8:30 in the morning. So you'll be able to call up and have a chat with someone from admissions on what your options are. If you do miss your grades, I would recommend doing that. So I wanted to talk a bit more about, you know, what it's like to come to Warwick and what students can expect in chemistry in Welcome Week, I guess both from a social side and an academic side. So Adam, I wonder, you know, could you talk a bit about what we've got planned for students during Welcome Week this year?
Yeah, sure. So Welcome Week this year, we've got quite a full week planned within the department. Within the week, we're separated out between academic and optional core sessions. So there are some sessions that we expect everybody to attend. So we have a welcome talk where you get to meet key members of the department. You get to learn what's expected of you. And so that will be on the Tuesday of Welcome Week. And so it really kind of sets out the kind of academic expectations of you. We've got some other core activities such as the library induction, which will cover the resources that are available to you. We've got a session with ChemSoc mentors where you'll get together in your mentor group, and it'll be an opportunity to meet your mentor, ask questions, those kind of things. And also we're holding a session called the Chemistry Mole Mod Jam, where you come along and you collect a welcome kit. And within that kit, you get a molecular kit as well. So you'll have the opportunity to go off into rooms in chemistry and basically play with your molecular kit. It's the opportunity for you to kind of work out how they work. You'll be able to build molecules, and they're really good for helping visualize what molecules look like. So they're a really handy tool for the duration of your studies, really. So outside of those core activities, which will automatically be populated into your Welcome Week timetable, we'll have a number of optional sessions as well. And although you don't have to attend these, we would recommend that you do come along really to get the most out of your induction, really. So some of these sessions include walk and talks, drop-in sessions. We have a social planned as well for Thursday evening. So lots of opportunities for you to come along and informally meet staff members, meet each other. You can ask questions. If there's anything you're unsure of, there's lots of opportunities throughout the week for you to come and just clarify and ask those questions. So if there is something you're worried about, just come and find us. There's going to be so many opportunities during that first week for you to come and have a chat with us. There's so much going on. That's just within the chemistry department. And outside of that, I know Emily will talk about ChemSoc activities, but the university will also be hosting a massive range of sessions as well. So an absolute fun week to look forward to.
Emily, yeah, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit more about ChemSoc as well, what you've got planned. And also, if you're happy to, kind of reflect a bit on kind of introductory labs, because I know that labs are something that people could be quite nervous of before they start.
So when I was a fresher, so in 2019, we had an introductory lab session. What we did in Welcome Week is we walked around in a group of people and we took pictures of different bits of equipment just to understand where they all were in the lab and to get to know all the lab demonstrators. And it was a really useful session. So I went to all the optional department sessions when I was in Welcome Week when I started, and I thought they were really helpful, and it was a really nice way to meet other people and to meet people to go to other events with in the week. So ChemSoc has their own calendar for Welcome Week, so we're having a meet and greet on the Monday morning, or Monday lunchtime, so if you just come along, you can meet the members of the ChemSoc team, and you'll be seeing us quite a lot around campus and in the chemistry department. We're also having pizza, so everyone would want to come. So the other kind of big event we have is our barbecue, which is on the Wednesday evening. And you just come along, have some food and meet some new people. It's just a great opportunity to try and meet more people from your course and also come and ask questions to us. ChemSoc have got a member of the exec, which is our, you know, the committee on campus each day. So if you have any questions, you can just send us an email or Teams us and you can come and meet us, and we'll be around the department or in the library or something, just about if you want to come and ask any questions, if you have any worries and fears. And you can also meet your mentors at the meet and greet with us. So ChemSoc have a mentor scheme, so all first year students will get a student in a higher year to help them, and if they have any questions, whether they're academic, social, or just general queries and worries, you can come and ask us and we'll put you in the right place.
That's great. Yeah, and I guess the question for me is, where can students find out about that? Like, what's your social media presence? What should they search for?
So we're on, so I think our best place to look is our Instagram, so @WarwickChemSoc. We're also on Facebook. We're starting to branch out into TikTok, but we're not quite there yet. And we have a website with all the other contact details on if you're looking for us, which is just @WarwickChemSoc. It's really great to, if you come along and join us, and we've got some opportunities and to join the committee and have a say in organizing events for other chemists.
Yeah, that's really great, I think, to learn about what we're doing in Welcome Week. I'd love to talk a little bit more about what we're planning for the next year as well. So the current plan is a kind of We Are Chemistry project where I think we're working with students to try and create as many different types of events as we can under four different themes to just really get students to feel like they're part of the chemistry department and that there's something there for them. So the four themes that we're planning are Get Active, Learn More, which is going to be kind of thinking about cultural events, Feel Good, which is going to be around kind of well-being and other kind of support events like that and check-ins. And then I think Have Fun, which is a really crucial one that focuses on kind of sober socials. So, you know, we trust that ChemSoc can do the going out stuff in the evenings, but this is for perhaps people who don't want to do that and want to just come and spend time with people in the department and chatting and doing different things. We've planned term one, which I think is really exciting. And so far we've got things that range from, you know, getting therapy dogs into the department to spend some time with students, which is, I've run some of those before. I don't know if you two have, but they're the most fun events where you just get to sit and stroke dogs for 3 or 4 hours. It's fantastic. And I've never seen a sad person at one of those. We've got some yoga and mindfulness sessions that we're planning in the department, trips to Birmingham Christmas market, weekly check-ins with kind of pumpkin carving and crafting and playing sessions in there where you can come and just, you know, check in with Adam and I and see what we've got planned for that week and come along. An esports night where we're going to hire out the esports suite on the campus so we can have, you know, host some games and things like that. A Thursday running club for those people that want to jog or to run, and Friday football that's just been started in the department as well, where there's kind of pitches hired out every Friday for people to go and play. And a cycling charity challenge that Adam and I were talking about this morning, where we're planning to get some watt bikes outside the department and get some students and staff to ride on them for a lot of hours. I'm not sure I'll be very much a part of it. I'm happy to supervise, but not sure I'll be in the saddle very much. But there's lots more to come for term one alongside the stuff I've mentioned. And we've got a term two plan as well that we're really excited to share with you. But I guess my question is, Adam, you know, of the events that we're planning, which one are you most excited for?
So I feel like I should say the running club or cycling. But I'm going to be honest, I'm looking forward to anything that really involves food and the therapy dogs, because let's face it, who doesn't really want to sit and pet an animal, really? I know that dogs are not for everybody, but I think like the reasoning behind it is kind of the amount of positivity that people get from actually having these therapy dogs come in. And I think even using the word therapy is probably a bit misleading. It's just about feeling good. It's about kind of escaping. It's about having that kind of like emotional connection. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it'd be really great to be able to actually have that session within the department. And I know we're holding it or plan to hold it quite near the beginning of term. So it might be a really good time after a couple of weeks on campus to kind of come, relax, reflect, and kind of like just really take stock of kind of how far you've come in the first 2 or 3 weeks. So I'd say that's probably the session I'm most looking forward to.
I think for me, you know, for basically the same reason as Adam has mentioned, it's probably going to be the weekly check-ins on a Wednesday that we're planning, because there's always going to be food. And, you know, I'm never one to turn down some free food at any point. Yeah, I think I'm most excited to have those weekly check-ins with people to kind of just hear how things are going. You know, we all know that universities it's different, you know, it's challenging. And we all feel that when we start, because it's a new thing and change can be difficult sometimes. I think as well, it's worth talking about kind of what ChemSoc have got planned for the year as well, Emily, because I know that you've got some really interesting stuff planned. So do you mind talking about that a little bit?
Yeah. So ChemSoc have our big annual ChemBall, which is where we invite students and academics to come along and have one good night. There's a 3-course meal, so food's there for everyone. We host a weekly event called Chem Cafe, which we have some exciting speakers and opportunity to students, and to also check in. So we've got some wellbeing events and some social events planned in. We also have a weekly social. Some of them are going out, some of them are quizzes, some of them are meeting people. Have a look on our social media where we'll be sharing it all.
Yeah, I think it's really useful. I know when I started university, you kind of get there, you get through welcome week, you start, you have your first classes, and then you go, so what do I do now then? And I think knowing that there's things on, you know, Chem Cafe will be on a Monday night, you know, we're thinking about having these check-in events will be on, check-in days will be on Wednesday afternoons, you know, and we're looking at trying to have things planned for different days so that there should always be something if you want to come and talk to someone or even just get free food. Great. So what event, Emily, are you most excited for that ChemSoc are planning?
Probably the ball, just because it's such a special night and it's something completely different to just our average weekly social or Chem Cafe.
Yeah, great. So I guess that one of the last things really for me to talk about is the department this year are working really hard to kind of increase representation in the department. So STEM, you know, science subjects particularly are underrepresented in terms of BAME students, LGBTQ+ students, students with disabilities, and women students generally. There aren't the history of people from those minority characteristics are not particularly present within science subjects and chemistry. So some of the work that the EDI committee, the Equality, Diversity and Inclusivity Department, are doing this coming year is creating 4 kind of staff student networks based around BAME students, LGBTQ+, as I said, students with disabilities and women students to join. The purpose of these is that there'll be a space where you'll be able to meet with students and staff who kind of share that aspect of your identity. So you will have kind of support in the department beyond kind of the traditional personal tutors and things like that. And also space, you know, each of those networks will have some money to plan their own events as well. And I think that's, you know, what do they want to see in chemistry? How can we change chemistry to make it kind of a more equal place for everyone to access, I think is something that we're really excited to see how it works. The last thing, I guess, from me, we've mentioned a few times about the social media channels that we will have. So we currently have Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and TikTok is on the way for the department. If you want to find any of those and search for Warwick Chemistry and follow it, and you'll start to get more updates on these things. The same with ChemSoc. I believe you go on and search for Warwick ChemSoc on those platforms as well, and it will bring it up. So you can join and follow and kind of learn more about what's going on. So I wanted to end this first podcast really by asking, what one piece of advice do you wish you'd been given when you joined university?
Yeah, so I thought long and hard about this because I think the best advice comes from reflecting back on my own experience. And what I would say is seize the opportunity. Immerse yourself in every opportunity that's given to you. So when you arrive here, just go along to the society's fair. You might not realise you have a passion for something. You don't know who you're going to meet. Go along to all these taster sessions. They're probably not going to cost you anything or very little. Try as many things as you can. Some of it will stick and some of it you'll think, oh, I wish I hadn't have bothered. But you never know what you're going to like. You're never going to know who you're going to meet. So really, I'd just say seize every opportunity that's given to you because nothing ventured, nothing gained. And you never know who you might meet along the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Emily, how about you?
Well, Adam's just stolen my piece of advice. So, my piece of advice is just put yourself out there, try and meet as many people as you can, get involved with all the societies. Warwick has the most societies of any university.
Wow.
So there's loads of things. So anything you want, basically, go and have a look on the SU website for some information on all the societies. And just come along and meet people and put yourself out there. And don't worry about it, even though it's really quite scary to move to university.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way of kind of, you know, acknowledging that it is difficult. And I think from the piece of advice that I would wish I had been given is, you know, we talk a lot at universities about something called imposter syndrome. So you may not have heard about this much before, but it's this idea that you go, I shouldn't really be here. Like, I'm not good enough to be here, or I'm not intelligent enough, or whatever it is we tell ourselves. And I think for me, my advice would be to know that everyone feels lost to start with. Everyone feels like an imposter because, of course, you do. You're new. Everyone struggles, whether it's with coursework or maybe meeting people. Everyone has an element of struggle that comes with that. But as Adam and Emily have said, like, if you get involved, you generally find your group, and usually in the most unusual places as well. I think what I wish I'd known is that universities and, you know, in particular now, chemistry have so many opportunities where you can come and talk to us, whether it's with your personal tutors or your mentors, or even just if you see, you know, Adam, Emily, Jess or myself just walking around, just ask us, just say, can I have 2 minutes for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or whatever? And just share your worries, you know, share what you're worried about, share what you're thinking, because you're not alone. You know, there's always people that have been through it and want to help you settle in. But our inboxes are always open. You know, if you don't see us, just send us an email and we'll always come back to you within a day or two, and usually quicker. Great. So thank you so much, Adam and Emily. I realise this is the first time that we've done this. And yeah, it's gone okay. I think it's gone okay. So hopefully we'll get some feedback from people. I want to thank you too for listening to this first podcast, and of the new season. We hope that you'll join us for the next podcast, and we'll post that a month today on September the 15th. So please, do follow us on social media and do look out for the next one. Thanks so much.
Bye. Good luck.